Okay.
Still the same packet?
Packet bays. I don't know how they all got there. Are there any extra packets on the tables there or anything? Okay. So yesterday we began, we ended off the shiur with the Gemara Beitza and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. That tells us that there's a halacha, the Gemara tells us there's a halacha of Tosefes, Toshav Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Kippurim. And, but the Gemara never says what's the shiur, how much do you need for the Tosefes. And we've been discussing this Tosefes Shabbos in the beginning of Shabbos and this Tosefes Shabbos at the end of Shabbos. Because you're not supposed to just start Shabbos at Shkia, you're supposed to start Shabbos a little bit before. You're not supposed to end Shabbos at Seis HaKachavim, you're supposed to be Mosif. So Tosefes says there's a shear, but we're not sure what the shear is. Because the women, the Gemara says, were violent, well, it doesn't say the women, but some say it's referring to the women. They were eating the Suda Mafsekes and Erev Yom Kippur till very late, and they violated Tosefes Shabbos. They didn't mekayim the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. So the question is whether we have to tell them or not. Whether we say, you know, maybe Mutav Yishay Yushogim Valyu Mizidim. But Tosefes says, but it can't be that the people ate mamish till the buzzer, because then they'll make a mistake. So some of them, they stopped a little bit early, but yet that's still not good enough, because you need a shear. So what's the shear? So Rabbi Talaki suggested yesterday that the shear is what? Amount of time that's noticeable that you're not doing it because just you're going to make a mistake. Because if you add 30 seconds, you have a, you know, one of these clocks here, you can tell exactly. So you're eating 30 seconds so you won't make the mistake, that's not good enough. But like Rabbi Telki says, you add 5 minutes, maybe even less, then you know for sure you're not just doing it so you shouldn't make a mistake. You're doing it as a solid shear. So apparently what Tosa is saying is the women ate till late, and obviously most probably they kept a little bit, they didn't go mamish till the buzzer, and yet that's still no good because there's a shear. And Rabbi Talaki wanted to say, the shear is the amount that it'll be noticeable that it's done as a shear, not just as a precaution. So he thought, what, 5 minutes or even less? 3 minutes? Yeah, well, I guess it depends if you have a clock or not.
So,
he's not saying what Tosa says. Tosa says that there's a shear, Minat Torah, and it's more than just 2 seconds.
So
Mutav Sheyogim, they're not keeping this halacha.
So
because if we tell them and they still don't listen, now they'll be mezidin. Yeah. If you hold Tosefes Shabbos Daraisa, it's a Daraisa.
But Rabbi said yesterday, if you just get enough time, you do it.
So what Tosefes is saying is the 2 seconds before is not else the mitzvah of Tosefes. The 2 seconds before is so you shouldn't, you know, violate Yom Kippur. So that you have to keep, but that's not the din of Tosefes. Tosefes is a block of time besides the precautionary.
And
that could also be a deraisa. You're assuming, right, according to this Tosis.
Right.
According to this Tosis. And that's the... Yeah. Now, if you look in the Ramban, on page 3, this is the Sefer Torah Sa'adam. Ramban wrote a number of svarim. He wrote Chidushim on the Masechta. You know, there's Ramban on Brachas, and Shabbos, and Erevin, and Psachim. And then he wrote this Sefer called Torah Sa'adam. That's page 3. See, look on page 4. Look at the top of page 4. It's titled Torah Sa'adam. So page 3 is also... But the way he does it is he only writes the title on every other page. You know, I gave a shiur last night, and I give them a packet, and they produce the packet, and the person who produced the packet only produced the odd numbers. So it was 1, 3, 5, 7. So it happens to be, we lucked out, the most important parts were on happened to be on the odd numbers. So it was okay. The shiur revolved around the Chasam Sofer, and I was hoping that Chasam Sofer was on an odd number. So the main part of the Chasam Sofer was an odd number, so we... good. Oy, what can I tell you? Be careful with the packets. So the Ramban wrote a Sefer called Torah Sa'adam. It's on a lot of different topics. It has to do with Hilchas Avelus, Hilchas Tisha B'Av. A lot of interesting halachas are from the Torah Sa'adam. So, let's look on page 3 in the Ramban. Miu tosefes melacha v'inoi yisei hu l'tosefes yishum delokim lehu b'shiur. Oh wait, b'diyom kippur, I'm sorry. Miu tosefes melacha v'inoi diyom kippur b'tziyosom einim schaveres etzli adayim. He says, I don't know what is the tosefes Yom Kippur at the end of Yom Kippur. Devada mishat seitz kochavim laila gomeru. He says seitz kochavim, 3 kochavim. That's laila. V'kodim lachein. Before that is ben hashmashos. So, in other words, so before seitz kochavim is ben hashmashos. Once you have seitz kochavim, it's night. So l'chora, it's over. So when do you do tosefes at the end? Ve'ezes manu tosefes azu. Bishlom aliba from Yehudul Chashli Domer Hishchia Elyon Mishlo Tachto Laila Zosha Vaday and it says a chovim. Dimkein hechom Rav Yochanan Delochu Chanik Al Shlim Bein Hashmoshes Rav Yosi. Hakishon Bein Hashmoshes says chovim sholem. El Shema Minam Shashi Hishchia Elyon Mishlo Tachto Muflag Maad Mizman says a chovim. You see, he says like this. Rav Yehuda's Shita is that you don't need night is not necessarily Tzeis HaKachov. Night means, the definition of night is Hishchir HaElyon V'Hishvil HaTachton, that the top of the sky is black and so is the bottom. It darkens. Both the top of the sky and the bottom. The question whether it's referring to the east or the west, okay. But he doesn't say Tzeis HaKachov, Rabbi Yehuda. Then there's a concept of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's shita is, you got to know this, Rabbi Yossi's shita is the what? So what does that mean? When is that herifying? So the Gemara says the herifying is after Rabbi Yehuda's shita. It's not pshat like Rabbi Shachar said, it's shkia and then herifying and then say it's a kachov. No. It means you have Rabbi Yehuda Shita that has to darken, and then after Rabbi Yehuda is over, then you have the Herif Ayin of Rabbi Yossi, and then it's Seis HaKachov. So the big question is Rabbi Yossi Shita right after Rabbi Yehuda? As soon as Rabbi Yehuda Shita that the dark sky darkened, the top and the bottom, then we have the Herif Ayin and that's Seis HaKachov? Or no? It's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita darkening. Then there's a lapse of time and then is the Herifayin of Rav Yossi, and that's Seis HaKochon. So that's a big question in the poskim. So he says, yeah, so it was like this. There's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says one is night. Night is Hishchir Ha'elyon V'Hishvil HaTachton. In other words, when the it's a question. Let's assume maybe it's in the east. The top of the sky in the east is black, similar to the bottom part of the sky. It's all darkened. It's a question whether this is referring to the east of the hemisphere or the west. Let's assume now the east. But the stars, you still can't see the stars. Right? Rabbi Yossi Shita is, as Rabbi Shapta pointed out, the sky pointed out, to the stars. So first you have the 3/4 of a mil of Rabbi Yehuda, from Shkia till the time of that the darkening of the sky, that's Beit HaShemashos. Once the sky darkens, the top and the bottom darkens, that's Laila, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't necessarily require Tseis HaKachavim. Then is what's called the Beit HaShemashos of Rabbi Yossi, which is a Herifayin, a Mashu, and then it's Tseis HaKachavim. Now when is that Tseis HaKachavim of Rabbi Yossi? That's after Rabbi Yehuda. After Rabbi Yehuda's, the sky darkens, then comes Rabbi Yossi's Beit HaShemashos. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda's Beit HaShemashos is from Shkia till Hichsef HaElyon Hishvil HaTachton. And then is Seis HaKochavim, then is Beit HaShemashos of Rabbi Yossi, and then is Seis HaKochavim. The only question is Beit HaShemashos of Rabbi Yossi immediately after Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? There was Rabbi Yehuda's Shita of Hichsef. There was, according to Rabbi Yossi, that's still Vadayom. That's still Vadayom. Even when they're both dark. Then but the question is it immediate, the Herifayin? Or no? There's some gap, and then is the what? Beit HaShemashos of Herifayin, and then Seis HaKochavim. So the Rambam says like this, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's night already, when it's dark, so then I could say, what's Tosefis? Till Seis HaKochavim. But once it says a chachavim, how's the shaykh to speak Tosefis? It's already over. But if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, that night is what? Says a chachavim, so then the Rambam wants to know, so what's Tosefis then? It's over. So how is the shaykh to... So that's what the Rambam asks. Hakishalim ben Shmosh says a chachavim, yeah. Bishlama Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda Lokashali. The Omer Hishkir Ha'elyon Nishvil Atachto Laila. Zosha Vadai Eina Tseisa Kochavim. Dimke Hechakom Rabbi Yochanan Lochli Kani Ad Dasholim Ben Shmosh is Rabbi Yossi. Because in other words, the Gemara says that the Kohanim ate Shruma when, according to Rabbi Yossi's Ben Shmosh. Rabbi Yossi's Ben Shmosh is a second, and then it's Tseisa Kochavim. So basically, Rabbi Yossi's Ben Shmosh is a second before what? Seis HaKochavim. Haki Sholem Ben HaShemashos Seis HaKochavim Sholem. So it must be Rabbi Yehuda's before that. El Shemami No Mishash Hishcher Elyon Yishvil HaTachton Muflag Ma'at Mizman Seis HaKochavim. There's a gap. It's not exact right after. It's Muflag Ma'at, maybe a couple of minutes. Vu Ben HaShemashos Rabbi Yossi. Vali B'didet Na'an Mishash HaKonim Nechdosim Lochol B'Drumosam Simila Dovet Seis HaKochavim. So the words, so what the Ramban is saying, based on the Gemara, is when we say night is Seis HaKochavim, that's according to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Because according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need Seis HaKochavim. You just need darkness. And the darkness that you need is not even the darkness of Seis HaKochavim. Not even 3 Kochavim. And Rabbi Yossi's Shita is the second before the 3 Kochavim is right away is the Seis HaKochavim. Vada Amrin and the Sholem Ben HaShemashos Rabbi Yehuda V'hadar Maschil Ben HaShemashos Rabbi Yossi Lachazman Ba'afloga Chomar. Meaning, afloga means it's removed. It's not right after. There's a gap. Afloga means there's a gap between when Rabbi Yehuda's Laila is. Rabbi Yehuda's Laila is not even a Safek according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda's Safek is from Shkia till what? Hichsif Ha'elyon Vishwal Atachtuk. And that's still Spain Ashmashos, and then there's Vaday Laila. Then there's a gap, a couple of minutes, whatever, and then there's a Harifayin, and then there's Seisa Kachav. And when the Gemara in Bracha says that the Kohanim eat Shruma from Tzeisa Kachavim, that's the Tzeisa Kachavim right after Rav Yossi's Ben Hashmoshes Keherifayim. Shimayam Aschel Mil Enu Mosiv Lano El Keherifayim. Dovah Shei Efshel Amar Olav. Kevish Kei Meshkakal Tosefes Rav Yehuda Kshay Yosef Elo Hishno At Tzeisa Kachavim. So he says, according to Rav Yehuda, you know what Tosefes Shabbos is? Tosefes Shabbos is that don't end Shabbos when it's dark, wait till Tzeisa Kachavim. Don't do Hichsef Elyon Vishvel Atachton, but go a little further. But according to Rav Yossi, Bein Hashmosh is a Herifayin, and then it's what? Right away it's Tzeisa Kachavim. So then what's left to add on? What's left to add on after Rav Yossi? Because it's already Tzeisa Kachavim. El Rav Yossi Tosef, as you see, is Kodesh Mayniu, Yesh Lomer, Behen Shehem Kachavim Gdolim, let's see what he writes. Inami, no, he's saying that Shehen Kochavim Gedolim Perish Dematzorch Tanim Humishum Tosefes. In other words, he's saying that basically what we said before, that he says Gedolim, it could mean he means Beinonim. In other words, the three Kochavim, Beinonim or Gedolim, whatever, that's night, let's say Beinonim. But the fact that we wait till Fiktanim, so what did the Rabbeinu Yonah say? Because we're not baki. He's saying a different word. Not because we're not baki. It's because why? Tosefus. In other words, we baki. We're baki in Beinonim. But still, you should wait till what? Ketanim. And that's the bit of Tosefus. Or, one second, Inami, Ke'insha Umru B'Yushalmi B'Brachas, Uvatech Techmut Losa Kochanim Chad Min Chad Kochba. Or it's Sufim. That could also be the pshat. So he gives two pshatim. It could be either the Tosefes is not to wait just till Beinonim, but to wait till Katanim, or to do Ritzufim. But after that, it's over. It's not even Tosefes anymore. So if you would do Malacha after Kochavim Beinonim, and you wouldn't wait, the way we saw the Alter Rebbe explain, you wouldn't be violating Shabbos, it wouldn't be a skila, but you would be vatel the mitzvah of Tosefus. But the Ramban understanding is that after that, if you try to add on Shabbos after that, is it pshat that there's no chiyuv, or it would be futile? Definitely no chiyuv. Would it be futile? Because his assumption in this piece is that it's not shaykh to speak about Tosefes. If Shabbos is over, it's over. So it's not shaykh to speak about Tosefes then. So then what's Tosefes? Tosefes means it's over, but we could still add, but it only makes sense to add when it's within the rubric of three kochavim. So not having three kochavim lefuzarim, but having three kochavim b'mokam echad, etc. But he says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't even need the kochavim. You just need what? You don't need any kochavim. And according to Rabbi Yossi, when it's Shkia, right, it's still Vadayom. It's still Vadayom. Because Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Bein Hashmashot starts from Shkia for another amount of time till Hichsif Elyon Yishvel Atachton. That's Bein Hashmashot. And then when it gets dark, Hichsif Elyon Yishvel Atachton, that's Laila. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that's not even Bein Hashmashot. Rabbi Yossi's Shita of Bein Hashmashot, when that's all over,
Then Beinash Moshe's first starts. But before that, it's what? Vadayom. 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 Right. Now, the only question is that Herif Ayin begin right at the end of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Herif Ayin is right away? Or no? There's a gap, a flaga, and then is the Herif Ayin, and then is Seif of Kochavim. So, according to Rabbi Yossi, you have a big cooler here. Lagabe Friday, according to Rabbi Yossi. Because it'll still be Vadayom. Yeah. Right, so in other words, Harav Max is saying, in my mind, what does Tosefus mean? It's over, but I'm a big game. You got to be Moses. Right? So the Ramban's understanding, is that Tosefus could only work within a certain zone. Well, look, there's Tosefus before Shabbos, right? Plag Mincha, etc. But why don't we just say I can be Mosif? I can wake up Friday morning and say Shabbos. You know the story. You know the story of Samoa? Samoa. You want to hear about Samoa? I'll tell you about Samoa. What? Yeah. Samoa is an island, right? This is my favorite topic. And there's a question, which side of the dateline is Samoa? Because you could be right next to another country, and if you're on the other side, then you're 24 hour earlier or later. Right? So Samoa was on a certain side of the dateline, and they decided, you know what? We're going to change which side of the dateline Samoa is on. Why? Why do they do that? For commerce. Because if you're doing business with the massive land right next to you, you want to be on the same... When it's Wednesday for me, it's Wednesday for you. One for me, that it's Wednesday for you, but it's Thursday for me. You know, right? We should be... If we're doing business together, we're close. So they decided one day... Samoa, you go to sleep Thursday night, and you wake up Saturday morning. You're going to change the side of the dateline it's on, because we want it to be close to the other bodies of land that do business. But they told everyone that if you have a job on Friday, we'll pay you, so you shouldn't lose out. The pay for Friday, because it should not be fair. So they skipped it. They skipped a day for Samoa, and they put it on the other side of the dateline. What? That's a different question. When do you start Shabbos? Is a whole. Oh, but the point I'm making is that. Is that there's a zone. There's a zone, so that, in other words, before Shabbos, normally we assume Plag Mincha is the zone. You can't accept Shabbos before that. So after Shabbos, we want to know what's the zone. So his assumption is that once Shabbos is technically over, Lekuli Alma, that the three Kochavim, it's not shaykh to have Tosefus. Only we can work within three Kochavim, that it should be three Kochavim Ritzufim, so it's still within three Kochavim. That makes... But Max is saying, no, maybe you could have more, even if it's Vaday Laila. So the Ramban is assuming not like you. There are other poskim who assume like you. No, but he's saying the pashas. What he's saying is like the Alter Rebbe that you need to wait till either you need to wait or that's the maximum that you could possibly do. Right. So. So he's saying here. So that's what he says. V'yesh lomar, fourth line. She'en kachom gedolim, inami ke'en shomer b'yushalmi, u'vavad d'tachmon k'losa kachovim chad k'chvoto, u'tsufim, ha'mufuzorim osur asiyaz mulach v'shum tosefes. That is not safek hashecha, safek eino hashecha, eim madlikim es haner, v'lo she'hechshich, אלא בין השמושס ותוספת שלו בכלל שחיס חמה ממש חשיכה הוא חיים בכל מוקם זמן איסור קורי חשיכה חיין הדה אדמר במסכת ביצה הדה תוספת אינו יום כיפורם דורייסו כאוכלי ושוסו עד שחשיכה ולא מילו ולא מידי הכנע מקום שאוכלין עד שטוב עליהם רגע דמישום סופי חשיכה הן מפסיקים הן מפסיקים ברגע בור דהו יום אינם נחסם עד שחשיכה ממש אוכלי ואו יפסיק את בין השמושס. So, or that's what the Tosa says. Yeah, you want to say something? What?
No.
You good? Okay.
So, the Tosa's job is for Rabbi Yehuda, the Tosa takes a couple.
Right.
But which one? Is it Bainanim or Bainanim or Gedolim?
Let's assume Bainanim. Bainanim. Oh, so Rabbi Telechi is asking, and this is something what Max was saying, that on the beginning end of Shabbos, you could be mostly an hour and a quarter. So, at the end of Shabbos, why are we so stingy? I'll only give you two. How long would it take from Gimel Kochavim till Ritzufim? A couple of minutes. So Rabbi Telechi is bothered. I mean, you're bothered with the Ramban. You're bothered with the Ramban. Right?
That's how you want it.
Yeah, but you're bothered with the Ramban.
That's how you want it.
Why? How else could you learn it? It's okay. You could be bothered with the Ramban, but let's just call a spade a spade. You know what they asked Rav Chaim Volozhiner? Is your Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, is he on the same level of the Ramban? So he said, no, he's not like the Ramban. Ulaika Harashba. Ulaika Harashba. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You like that word? Ulaika Harashba. Ulaika Harashba. Yeah. Well,
assuming the Rambam's sheet that in order to have so definitely it has to be some astronomical reason, you would consider it like the previous day or the next day,
depending
on which side you're on.
Right.
So it's not a matter of time, it's more like an astronomical fact that has to happen.
Right.
In which case, I would say that you should accept the post, absolute post.
Right, in other words, you. Right. Right, but the Ramban doesn't say that. Right. In other words, Rabbi Telechi is saying, I think Rabbi Shechter mentioned this, maybe the Rav, that maybe this Shir of Tzeis Kolokochovim, the Gabri Tosefis. Because that's. But
it's interesting. I think maybe Rav Shechter mentioned that, maybe from Rav Soloveitchik, but Lemaisa, the Ramban doesn't say that. And the question is the Ramban saying that that's the chiyuv, and therefore afterwards it's an exercise in futility? That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. And the Ritzvah says also on page 6, Shir Tosef Zvisi Yosu, Shiyamte and Shir Gimel Kochavim Tan, Shein and Nirem Ela Belaila. Vilu Bevenim have a Lila Gomel Chodover. Osif Ad Ktan and Mishim Tosefis. The three Kochavim Katanim. Tanim or Ritzufim. And the Ritva also here on page. And the Ritva also says that on page 9. Tosefes v'Yisios v'Hekam Mishkachlos Shazman Ben Hashmoshes Ein Roy LoTosefes Shemin Ben Hashmoshes Al Tosefes, that you have to keep a Suffik Daraisa. According to who? Rav Yehuda, right. But according to Rav Yossi, that you have to keep till Tzeis HaKachov in Medina, so then where's the Tosefis? So he says Tosefis is till Ritzufim. Or till Ketanim. Or something like that. Yeah, the Tosefis will be from Gedolim or Beinim or whatever, till Ketanim. But once it's Ketanim, then there's no Tosefis anymore. Now, my question only was there no Tosefis, there's no Chiv Tosefis anymore? Or after that, it's just you, it's not Shaykh to extend Shabbos anymore. And if you extend Shabbos, you're not accomplishing anything. Yes, so that we saw that the Alter Rebbe said like that. And the Dogel Mervava says no. The Dogel Mervava says that once there's three Kochavim, you just have to wait a little bit after that. You don't have to wait till Ritzufim. It's just if you have Ritzufim, then you know that you waited enough. But technically you don't even have to wait for that. But once you have Ritzufim, it's a simon that you could do Malacha right away and there's no... If you don't have it, then you have a Mavatel, a Mitzvah's essay. Nothing more than that. It's like you didn't shake lulav on the first day of the circus.
So, that
is, I think you want to call that Isser essay. And then after that, it's over. We're going to have another packet to discuss. Does it mean it's over and there's no shaykh to do anything more? Or it's over
and you can, but that's for your Iker mitzvah of Tosefis. But if you want to have a bigger Tosefis, then fine.
What would be the benefit?
It's like in the Tziv says, you eat a kezayit matzah on the level, say, you get a mitzvah.
You eat two kezayit, you get a bigger mitzvah. You eat three kezayit, you get a bigger mitzvah. Oh, that's going to be the precious. How much? So the Ramban seemingly is very rigid in his elasticity. Unless you say the Ramban only means to say that that's the key of, but if he would agree, he could still be both. I'm not so sure. The simple charm of the Ramban, like I think I've been told you, said, is that after that, it's over.
I see another chance tomorrow.
Okay, so I'm agreeing with you. We could agree for once. Yeah. Yeah, pal, pal. Simon. Yeah, hi. Just give it to
him.
Well, to say it before, the Ramban has the famous, you know, the Ramban sheet, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, is that when is Tosefta Shabbos? Basically, it's Plag Mitzvah. But according to the Ramban, who follows Rabbeinu Tam, it's basically Shkia. Yeah, Tehillat Shkia. Whereas what women do today, they light the candles, you know, before Shkia, like 18 minutes before. According to, it could be according to the Ramban, that's a bracha levatala. That every woman, every Friday night, starts Shabbos with a bracha levatala. So? No, because Plaga Mincha, according to the Ramban, is from Tzeis. It's an hour quarter before Tzeis. So that means that that's 70. So if you assume like 72 minutes,
yep,
so 3 minutes. And no one in his right mind is going to light Shabbos candles 3 minutes before, you know. Right?
Because.
Huh? Right. Okay.
What's
3 minutes? 3 minutes is usually the time between Plag Mincha and Shkia, according to the Ramban. So 3 minutes is. Yeah. So that's the problem, you know. That's the problem with, you know, with the Ramban. You know, Ramban made this thing that in America no one's allowed to do Rabbeinu Kam Lakula. I can't say that everyone really follows that in their Chedrei Hadarim, but officially, that was the, everyone was makabel that. Because you want to keep Shabbos after Shabbos, you can keep as long as you want. You can keep it as long as you want, but on Friday, not. Even though, as we'll see later, in Europe that wasn't the case. They say Rabbi Kiva Eiger would do malacha after Shkia.
I have a story about one. Maybe it was a little bit of a lesson about your son, Rabbi Chalal, or you can let me start early in Arab
Get a guy to drive your car. Get a guy. We'll talk about that. That's a whole discussion. It's an hour and a quarter before night.
Right.
So if you hold night, it's like... Right. So then an hour and a quarter is what? 60 plus 15, right, is 75 minutes. So if you hold Rabbeinu Tam is 72 minutes, so then Plag and Mincha is at 75 minutes, that's 3 minutes before the Shkia. So the women who are lighting candles 18 minutes before Shkia are doing not Chil Shabbos, they're doing a Brachal Vatala. Well, no. No. Because according to the Ramban, you can light after Shkia. Because, yeah, you get another, you know, you get another 3 minutes before Shkia, then you have another 55 and a half minutes after Shkia to do it. So you have a nice amount of time. The only thing is that we took that 55 and a half minutes away from the women. So we only left them with the 3 minutes, and the 3 minutes they're not going to do, because who's going to do such a thing? Right? So, so basically, we made Shabbos, Hadlakas Neiros, come out an impossibility. Unless you say that I'm let's give up on Rabbeinu Tam. And we're just more people, and Rabbeinu Tam, we don't hold from.
You could also say Hadlakas Neiros to do before the Shabbos.
There's a shuv in the kashrut law house like that. You work in the library.
Yeah.
It's a 5A, you know, 5A, kashrut law.
I look it up.
Yeah, there's a shuva. What happened was somebody printed a calendar for the zman of Hadlakas Neiros. And they printed this man before so-called Aflag HaMincha. So the question they asked him was, do they have to reprint the calendar? Because now all the women are going to be lighting before the Gomer goes Aflag HaMincha. So he passed him that they don't have to reprint the calendar. And if they light before Aflag HaMincha, then they should pray. But if you don't hold like that, which is the question, then we basically... So by the time I finish with the shiurim, I'm going to tell you, I mean, that there's a way to get out of this. That we can even light according to the Rabbeinu Tam. But not after Shkia, Chas V'Shalom. So how are we going to pull off that moichus? So you have to stay tuned. And that's Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman in the Bridge Shul. He makes this manim according to his cheshvan. I'll tell it to you now. Basically, we'll have to see this inside. I don't want to spill the beans, so I'll spill a little bit. There's a sefer called Minchas Kohen. Remember Minchas Kohen? Yeah. Minchas Kohen was a rabbi in Amsterdam. And he wrote a sefer called Minchas Kohen. There are three parts to the sefer. One is about Amir al-Akum, one is about Tarogus, and one is about Beidus Moshes. Those are the three topics he decides to write on. So this is his sheet in one. You ready for this one? He basically says that Rabbeinu Tam, a 4 meal, 72 minutes, is if you really can't see the stars. So then you do 72, and you assume if you did 72, that's good enough. But if you can see the stars beforehand, then what? You don't have to wait 72, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. And that's basically what Rav Moshe Feinstein held.
Rav
Moshe Feinstein held 50 minutes, not because he held that's the Gros Shita. He held that's Rabbeinu Tami Iker HaDin. That's Rabbeinu Tami Iker HaDin. Because Rav Moshe said that basically he goes out on his porch, you know, the Lower East Side, there in small buildings there, they have terraces. And in 50 minutes, he sees the stars, he sees the fill of stars. So he says, like the Rivon Schneituch from yesterday, fill of Kochavim, there has to be taste of Kochavim if it's full of Kochavim. So basically, the Moshe, and basically, he's basically saying the Mechus Toim, is the 50 minutes the Iker HaDin is what? Is Rabbeinu Tam. Memela, it comes out beautiful. So then when is Lag HaMetzach? 75 minutes before the 50, then you get 25 minutes before Shia, according to Rabbeinu Tam. At that point, the ritual Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman instituted that they shouldn't daven, they shouldn't do what they do here. The Lag Mincha, 6 o'clock, 6:30. That's a bracha of a hola according to Rabbeinu Tam. So here they say, okay, you know, hold Rabbeinu Tam just draw up a hola. No, Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman make sure in the shul they daven like 7:10 or something like that. He brought also out of the. So this way, they'll always be after the Lag Mincha of the Minchas Kohen's Rabbeinu Tam. And the Mela, when the women will be lighting 18 minutes before Shkia, that'll still be within the Lag Mincha of Rabbeinu Tam. And that settles everything.
Mincha?
Yeah.
Mincha they could daven. Yeah, so they'll daven Mincha before. So they can daven at the 7 o'clock. They'll daven seven ten. They'll be before this Plag Mincha, and then they'll makabel Shabbos after Plag Mincha. But not what they do over here when they have the Plag Mincha. They just care about the grow. So then they're davening before Plag Mincha, they can daven Mar before Plag Mincha of Rabbeinu Tam, and then it'll be a bracha of Kol according to Rabbeinu Tam. But their sheet is the Grofi. So forget Rabbeinu Tam, even though all the poskim always held like Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam is 72 in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
That's if you can't
latitude,
see
with the latitude.
If you can't see Kochavim, you can just keep 72. But if you can see Kochavim,
there's a certain level of darkness. How much Kochavim
you see there? Right. But what is the Mechaz Kohen's? Are you arguing with the Mechaz Kohen?
Yes.
You're arguing with the Mechaz Kohen. The Mechaz Kohen was a rabbi in Amsterdam. You know?
Yes.
When did he pass away, the Mechaz Kohen? He has an interesting name. Pompo Belief. How do you say his name? No? What's his name? It's an interesting name. Pronounce it for me. And tell me when he passed, what was his years? I think he was born, he passed away before you were born here. Before your grandparents here. What? No.
The first edition was in 1668.
And he passed away?
In 1697, he said this kish.
So this meant like in Rabbeinu Tam. you can't see the stars, then you do the dollar bill, and then, you know, you're okay. If you can see the stars, you go with the stars. And that's what Rav Shlomo Miller said, that in Europe, what did they do? The stars, right? Right. So in Europe, they did something funny. They didn't keep necessarily 72, but they still did malach after Shkia, like Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman was saying.
No, he said they didn't, because they didn't have electricity, so they done it early. They were telling each other early.
But they were doing malach.
It would get dark, so they didn't do malach
early. I'm not saying what he was saying, but Lemaisa, they point out that a lot of people in Europe were not keeping 72, but they were still doing malacha after Shkia, because the war was that, like Rabbi Harford has said, they were keeping that sort of like the Mitzvah Kohen version of Rabbeinu Tam. So say if it's 50 minutes, 40 minutes, then 15 minutes before that was Sefer Chochamim. With Sefer Shmoshos. But before that, it's still Bada Yom. And that's why the Chassam Sofer will see that you say someone was born like 15 minutes after Shkia, the Bris Milah in the previous day. Yeah. And the previous day. And Malacha they were going to do after Shkia, because but this is a whole new shot in Rabbeinu Tam.
Instead of 57 minutes, Bava Yom is only 35.
Right.
35 minutes, Bava Yom.
Right, exactly. Now, another thing, okay, we're getting late here for some. Okay. Well, I'll tell you another thing I was discussing with Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman, that Rabbi Avadi Yosef, he holds a minute like a draw, so then he holds 3/4 of a mil, that's like 13 and a half, and then you have to keep a little bit of extra for, you know, like in America, so at 20, 25 minutes is considered Lila. The only question is, you can't see the stars there. So he has a chiddush, we'll see, that maybe with Manazel we're not lucky in the stars, so we can forget about the stars. So we all have to do just a 3/4 of a mil.
In the city you can't see them for sure because of all the electricity.
Yeah, but it's
probably in the country you can see.
Could you see it in the country? When can you see the stars in the country?
Three bainan.
And when? How many minutes after Shkia?
Probably 25 minutes.
You think so? Anyone remember the mountains this week?
Yeah,
you were all summer in the mountains, no?
I was in Peru this time when Shabbos, but I don't check.
Right. So Rabbi Avadi Yosef's approach, I believe, as Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman was pointing out, that today we're not bucking with the stars, so we just forget about the stars.
But really, if we were bucking, that would be the...
Because then the stars and the 13 and a half would coincide. So he's saying it's been hit, he's permitting...
You can't go early. You can't say we're not bucking.
He'll allow... At a very early Zman, would be considered Lila, like Abbe Brismilo, things like that. Okay, we'll get to it. Yeah.
Don't we have scientific instruments that are able to measure the exact second when three stars emerge?
Yes, we do.
Yes. That's how I assume that they figured out today.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And how it's done.
Right.